Why was it felt necessary for this project to go forwards?
At the moment, the actual data for certain stocks on the west coast of Scotland is data deficient. So there isn't enough data coming in to allow stock assessments to be carried out. So we thought, well, if that data can be self-collected by the fishermen, you don't have to keep sending scientists across to remote locations to collect the data. This would allow fishermen who are there all the time to collect data throughout the year cheaply, effectively. But you do need to have verification so that scientists in Europe and other places can actually trust the data that's being actually produced for the project.
Some people would be very suspicious of fishermen filling in their own forms. How do you overcome that distrust?
Well, basically, you remove trust from the equation by having things like CCTV cameras on board, GPS to give positions, and have sensors to actually trigger where fishing activity actually occurs. So you're not just looking at location, you're actually looking at the activity in that location. And then the fisherman will self-report the catches and his effort. And what you do is you look at a percentage of the video, say 10% of the video. You would verify that what the fisherman has actually declared is consistent and accurate with what you're seeing on the screens. And then you can actually say, right, we trust that data. And you can then use that data in stock assessments in the future if you collect enough of it over a certain time period.
Now, this was very much a pilot project. How many boats took part?
We had 11 vessels taking part on this. All vessels were voluntary, so they went through a rigorous sort of application process. And there was 26 boats applied, so we were oversubscribed for the project. And it's good to see that because it means that fishermen really want to engage in the process. So we selected the vessels. We tried to make them as widespread as possible on the west coast of Scotland, but still address the issue of the data deficient stocks that were necessary, which is brown crab, velvet crabs, lobsters, scallops in some areas, and also as part of the process we included nephrops trawling and nephrops creeling because some of the boats would switch between different types of gear throughout the year. So this allowed us to just see if it could be used to quantify the catches from creelers for nephrops as well.
So in effect, a sample of the boats working out in that area, a very short period of time, but have you got confidence that the approach, the methods and the analysis as well is something that can be taken forwards?
Yeah, we believe that EM technology allows the verification of the self-reported data. You don't necessarily have to do that on every vessel. You don't necessarily have to do 100% of the video review. But as long as you can take a risk-based approach to what you're trying to see, as long as you have fishermen who want to be part of the process, it all becomes very easy. We could even do things like sex the crabs as they're being discarded, as they're flying through the air. And what we did find is that on the discarded crabs, 36% of all crabs that were thrown back could be sexed. Now, if you're thinking 10,000 crabs were thrown back, that's a lot of crabs that you can actually get a sex ratio for. And then when you apply that to things like retained part of the catches, where the catch is kept on board the vessel, handled several times by the crew, you get several opportunities to try and sex crabs from the video review. So for instance, on the brown crab retained part of the catch, we could actually sex 76% of all the crabs that came on board the vessel.
So you were getting enough data on these various aspects that you wanted to measure to get some pretty accurate estimates.
Yes, we believe so. We believe that the estimates we were getting is representative of what's actually happening on the grounds, of what's actually being discarded, what's being retained, and the amount of effort that's being deployed. The electronic monitoring systems are very good at recording things like effort because it's linked to GPS position, location. It's linked to things like a hydraulic sensor so that when the hydraulics are activated, the system can record there's a spike in the hydraulic pressure, and that allows you to know that something's being hauled in from the sea.
And we heard this morning in the meeting where you were discussing some of these results from the fishermen themselves. They appeared to be really very enthusiastic and keen to do it again if there's another phase of this project.
With all self-sampling projects, they can't work without the cooperation and enthusiasm of the fishermen. They have to be on board, they want to be engaged, and this gives them an opportunity to feed into processes that they may have been excluded from in the past.